Lord, bless the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. On Friday, my son Ben and I drove to New Hampshire so I could deliver him to the summer camp on Saturday morning. He's 13, as some of you know, and like almost all 13-year-olds, he could not wait to be on his own with his friends and his counselors, hiking in the White Mountains, canoeing in New Hampshire and Maine. The camp is located in Freedom, New Hampshire. So I literally left my son in a township named Freedom at the start of the 4th of July weekend. I've been thinking about freedom all week as I packed Ben for camp. In fact, the word has been chasing me around all week. I've typed the address of Freedom, New Hampshire over and over and over, sharing it with his brothers and sisters and his aunts and his uncles, so that he'll get letters and postcards. And this week, it's been impossible not to think about the freedom of Ben's summer independence, which he will be trying on for the whole month of July. That delicious teenage freedom that's as critical as air, where our teenagers are trying on a limited form of self-government, a limited freedom to do and act exactly as they please. And then Ben and I drove through the picturesque town of Freedom itself yesterday, a town founded in 1831 when it broke away from Effingham, New Hampshire, and chose a brand new name due to the religious and cultural differences it had with Effingham, New Hampshire. Their founders decided that Freedom was the name that suited them best. And a general store was established in 1850 and is still open for business this week. That town's name also reminded me of the state of New Hampshire's motto, live free or die. All that movement in and around Freedom, New Hampshire has made room for me to slow down and consider the freedoms that we are celebrating this week. Historic freedoms, political freedoms, social and cultural freedoms, critical freedoms. I'm left thinking that one of the freedoms we can be most proud of, one of the freedoms we can be most thankful for, is often overlooked in modern America. It's our hard-won religious freedom that's often underestimated or ignored in national celebrations. But it's actually a national treasure. Because we can take religious freedom for granted, we can be blind to the privileges and the power of free religious expression. For instance, we think nothing of Christian churches advertising their locations. But that's not true in all of the world. And we think nothing of American cemeteries with headstones that have Stars of David carved on them, not far away from headstones that are carved with crosses. And we expect to see synagogues and churches, temples and mosques stretched out across the landscapes of our towns and our cities. But even as we expect all of that, if we look in our national newspapers this year, we'll recognize that other countries, which we read about often, are bent into war and genocide and the repression of their civilians' rights to worship as they please, because those citizens do not have those rights. For instance, in Syria, it's currently a battleground between two religious sects of the Muslim faith. And the 10% of the Christians who live in that country are struggling with brutal repression. And in Saudi Arabia or Doha, Qatar, churches are not allowed to have signs on the outside of their buildings or even to publish their location or their phone number in a public telephone book or other national publications. You literally have to know someone who knows someone who is a Christian in that place to get to a church there. That was my experience 5 years ago, and that's still the case. In Egypt, we know that over 100 Coptic Christians were killed this year, and hundreds more were injured because of bombs that exploded in their churches. And this year in Russia, it's become illegal to be a Jehovah's Witness, and all the church property associated with that Christian denomination has been confiscated by the government, and some of their leaders have been put in prison because they are active worshiping Christians. In the Philippines and Mindanao, Muslims and Christians have been fighting for over 40 years, but this year it's become particularly violent. And we know that in Israel and Palestine, there are suicide bombers and bitter oppressions of all sorts. Our Christian freedom, our ability to gather, is a sacred and important part of what it means to be part of a free society. In other parts of the world, something even seemingly unimportant, like an email sent between friends, can be censured in the world stage because of religious expression. When I've sent emails to students of Boston University who are studying in China, I learned that my college students would not receive them if I signed my name with the usual signature, "Yours in Christ." Three little words. And friends and colleagues tell me that's still true if you send emails to China. The network will censor them if you mention Christ. "Yours in Christ." Three little words were enough to strip the entire email from the Chinese computer network. Those three little words, "Yours in Christ," are more powerful, more provocative, more explosive than we often remember in this country. On this national holiday weekend, it's important for us to claim our Christian faith fully and to remember that we serve Christ best when we remember his power and his loving, radical message and act on his invitation to do ministry and do mission work in his name. And our task today and in this coming year is to remember that from Jesus' perspective, we have more than enough to do the work he's asking us to do. God provides all the tools we need. We have more than enough for the challenges and the joys ahead. We in Wellesley and Newton and Boston and Brookline are blessed with a nation that recognizes and enforces religious freedom. And we have a beautiful church in which to worship. And we have been called to walk with one another as we walk in Christ. Our modern task is to continue to do what our founding fathers and founding mothers started 200 years ago, to embrace our religious freedom, to embrace our freedom of speech, and to stand up and build communities of love and fellowship, justice, kindness, and freedom while we follow Christ. So, Lord God Almighty, in whose name the founders of this country won liberty for themselves and for us, and lit the torch of freedom for nations then unborn, grant that we and all thy people in this land may have grace to maintain our liberties in righteousness and peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.